here's a story from The World.
What do you do when your place of refuge is no longer safe? That's a question thousands of Afghan migrants have been facing ever since last spring when Iran became one of the epicenters of the coronavirus pandemic. Iran has long been a destination for Afghans in search of relative safety as well as job opportunities. But as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, the pandemic as well as Iran's economic downturn have forced thousands of migrants to return to Afghanistan or come up with a plan B.
Last summer, as the coronavirus pandemic was ravaging cities across Iran, 30-year-old Mohammad Parviz Amini was in despair. Amini is from Afghanistan, but he had relocated to Iran to find work. What he found instead, he says, was a country unable to contain a deadly virus. Iran's economy was buckling under U.S. sanctions, and the public was generally not welcoming of Afghans. No way Amini was going back to Afghanistan, he tells me. Logar province, where he and his family of five are from, is mostly under Taliban rule, and there's fighting almost every day. If you stay there, he says, you'll end up dead. Left with no choice, Amini and his wife decided to pay a smuggler to get out of Iran and go to Turkey. They scraped together about $7,000, basically their life savings, he says, and they found a smuggler. They were on the move again. They got to the Turkish border at about 3 in the morning, Amini says. The smuggler vanished with the money, and then the Turkish border guards arrested them. They confiscated our belongings, he says, and set them on fire right in front of us. The next day, the family was handed over to Iranian authorities. In the next few weeks, they were moved through different holding centers in Iran and eventually deported back to Afghanistan. I reach Amini shortly after he arrives with his family in Herat, a city in northwest Afghanistan, near the border with Iran. We speak over WhatsApp and he sounds tired from the long days on the road. He's at a center for migrants and refugees run by the International Organization for Migration. Aziz Rahimi has been working for the IOM for the past 20 years. Last year, he says, almost 1 million undocumented Afghans returned home. That's roughly double the previous year. Most were deported, but some came back voluntarily because they couldn't find work or they were worried about getting the coronavirus. Before the pandemic, Iran was a lifeline for Afghans looking for work, says Nicholas Bishop, an emergency response officer at IOM. He says Afghan families have been sending their young men to work in construction, farms and factories in Iran for years.
Remittance payments from Afghans working in Iran is typically a major part of the Afghan economy.
Bishop says these remittances could account for as much as 15% to 20% of Afghanistan's GDP. But the pandemic turned everything upside down, he says. Afghans working in Iran lost their jobs. Meanwhile, the Trump administration imposed some of the most severe economic sanctions on Iran, further choking its economy. Hossein Ali worked at a glass factory near Tehran, the capital. He says the factory closed down for a few months because of the pandemic. But that's not why he's back in Afghanistan. He was deported after police found out he doesn't have the right documents. He says the police beat him and sent him back across the border. These sorts of claims are common, says Fatemeh Aman. She's with the Middle East Institute in Washington.
People without proper paper and documents are the most defenseless in Iran.
Aman has done research on Afghans in Iran. She says last May, a group of migrants drowned in a river near the border. Witnesses said the migrants were forced into the water by Iranian border guards. Aman says even those with the right papers face discrimination. Their access to healthcare and education is limited. They can't get citizenship, and most of them can't buy or sell property. The spokesperson for Afghanistan's Ministry for Refugee Affairs tells me discussions between the two governments are ongoing. Sayyid Abdul Basit Ansari says after the drowning incident, the Afghan government sent a delegation to Tehran. The two sides have agreed to issue electronic IDs for all Afghan migrants in Iran. Still, many continue to be deported, and they face insecurity, unemployment, and poverty back home. Muhammad Amini, the man who used to live in Taliban territory, says he doesn't know what to do next. He doesn't want to take his family back to Logar province, and he doesn't know where to find work. Nicholas Bishop of the IOM says the situation for families like Amini's could get even worse. That's because there's been so little rain and snow in parts of the country.
Afghanistan's agriculture is heavily dependent on rain-fed agriculture and snowmelt. So the humanitarian response plan for this year is suggesting that as many as 17 million Afghans, or about 42% of the total population, will be impacted by drought and famine.
The peace talks with the Taliban have stalled. Violence across the country is on the rise, and now there's a possible drought on the way. It's no wonder that Afghans like Amini say they will try to leave once again. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.